Okay, we're on Gimel Amud Beis. So we have a very famous Gemara here at the bottom. This one, I think, is one of the most used halacha lamaisa, even in all of Chagiga. So let's do this Gemara, and then we have a lot to talk about, a lot to chazara, and a lot to speak about. So the Gemara says the following. Tana Rabbanan, we're like 6-7 lines in the bottom. Ezehu shota, what's considered a shota? So we already discussed what's considered a katan. We already discussed what's a cheresh. What's considered a shota? So hayotze yachidi balayla, one who goes out in isolation at night, right? Vahalan bebeis hakfaras, or one who sleeps in a cemetery, or hamekare es ksuso, or one who rips his clothing. So itmar Rafuna achiu kulam basachas. Rafuna says, until you do all of them together, not at the same time, but you got to be a person who does all those. Rabbi Yochanan says afilu b'achto, even if you do one of them. So, hey chidami, what's the case? If you're doing them in a crazy manner, then one of them should be enough. And if you're not doing them in a crazy way, then even all of them shouldn't be a problem. For example, they have in LA, you can go sleep in the cemetery and watch, they put a movie up, a horror film, and you can go sleep in the cemetery. It's a cultural thing here in LA. So if it's not done derech shtus, then even all of them shouldn't be a problem. So,
did that anyway.
What? They did it for right, the nevus and whatnot, to remind themselves day of death. Lo'olam tika avid lehu derech shtus. No, it's got to be that you did it in a way that showed absolute craziness. Vahalan beis hakfaras, and you slept in the beis hakfaras. Amar kadei shetishra lav ruach hu tumo diyavid. But maybe each one of those you have a way out. You could say that, oh, he laid in the cemetery because he was curious to see if the demons would come upon him and he'd become a sorcerer. He wanted to see if he'd get extra dark powers by sleeping there.
Yeah, but it's not only one time. That's the thing. It's the
reason. So the Gemara then says, So let's say you did it derech shtus, but however, lama beisek faris, a person could say I did it in order for the ruach tuma to call me, who to kavid. By yotzi bechidi b'layla, one who walks alone at night could say amor gandarifis achte, maybe some type of just a grandifis type of craziness, just you know, a type of like melancholy came over me, and therefore I was walking alone at night. I had to get it out of my system. Or I was just sad. Hamekarek suto, I want to rip his clothing. Maybe a bal machshavasu. Maybe I'm an empath. I felt everything so intensely, I ripped my clothes. But kevan de avilu, but since he did all of them, havilu kamisha nagach shor chamor vegamol venase muad lakol. But once he does all of them, he now becomes like someone who is moed. Meaning, to become a moed by goring an animal, you need to have three times. But we don't say you need to have three times for each animal. Once you have three times, with one with this animal, with that one, that, you become a mu'ed. So, nasa mu'ed l'kol. So, Amar Rav Papa, ish mo'ele l'Rav Huna, if Rav Huna would have heard that which was taught in a braisa, that eze hu shota, what is the definition of a shota? Ze ha-ma'aved kol ma'she nasna lo, that's who loses whatever you give him, have hader bay, he would have retracted. And said that's the criteria. That he loses whatever you give him. He can't keep hold of anything. Nothing retains with him. He doesn't remember where he put this. Doesn't remember where he put that. Everything's gone. Right? So Hadar Bey. So he would have taken it back. Iboilu, they asked him, Kiave Hadar Bey Mikarik Susazo Hadar Bey. Would he retracted every one of his criteria or just the ripping clothing one, which sounds similar to somebody who loses things? They're a little bit acting on their personal self, a little bit crazy. So, Odil Mikula Havihadr, or would he have taken back all of them? Teku, not sure. Let's read it again. Tana Rabbanan, Ezehu Shota, what is considered a Shota, right? Which was said is Pater from Mitzvahs. So, Hayotze Yachid Belaila, one who walks out alone at night, Vahalan Bebesekvaris, or one who sleeps in a Besekvaris, in a cemetery, right? Or the third one is, or Hamakare Ksusa, one who rips his clothing. Right, one rips his clothing. So the Gemara says, Itmar, Rav Huna says, Achiu kulam basachas, until you do all of them in one shot. Right, you gotta have done all of them in one shot. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, meaning not the same time, but your guy who does all these. Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu ba'achas mehem, even if you just do one of them. Right, even if you're just only doing one of them, that's going to be enough. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If you're not doing them in a way that's derech shtus, right, then afilu kulunamilo. So if you look, then even all of them you did, you shouldn't be in trouble. No, la'olam, we're saying the ka'avid lehu derishtus. No, he did it. In truth, you have to say that he did it in a way that was insane. Bahalan bebeis akfaras, and still, one who sleeps in a beis akfaras. So, for example, Amar, perhaps we're going to say to such a person, Amar, we could say that the reason he's doing that, that the reason is kadesh tishra alav tuma dutkavid. It could, so that impure tuma could be on him. So he become like a like power of the dark sort, you know, dark forces. Ayotze bechidi belayla, one who goes out alone at night. Amar gradifus achte. One could say that a type of like sadness took over him. Vamekarik soso amar balmachshavasu, and one could say that he's just someone who's an empath, and therefore he was lost in thought and just ripped his clothing, wasn't thinking. But once he does all of them, havelahu kamisha nagach shor chamor begamel. By the way, this just last couple lines is explaining the opinion of Rav Huna, who said you need to have done all of them. You understand? So we're saying it is even where he did each one derech shtus. But the reason you're not going to be held accountable is because he's not yet considered that we could for sure say that's what it is. But when you do all three, he's like a mu'id. He's like a mu'id for craziness. They know already this is nuts. So Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa's now is coming to swat away Rav Huna's opinion. Ishamalei Rav Huna. Rav Huna heard this psak that was taught in a brisa. What's a shota? Hama'abed kol mashanosim lo. He destroys or loses everything that's given to him. I get better. Hama'abed destroys, because it fits better with the next line. Hama'abed here is destroys. I'm going to go with that. Havei haderbe. He would have taken back his opinion. Meaning the brisa teaches that only one crazy behavior is enough. That creates the presumption of insanity. Rav Huna held that three acts creates the presumption of insanity. So Ibailu, they asked on his question, Ki Havi Hadarbe, when Rav Huna would have retracted his opinion because of this brisa, would he have retracted from that which is similar to destroying which is given to him? Meaning Mimikarik Soso, the ripping of the clothing, Davi Hadarbe? The Damulah, since it's similar to the case of the Brisa, O Dilma Mikula Havehadar, or maybe he would have reversed it in terms of all three in the original Brisa and just given that criteria. So the Gemara says Teku. I'm not sure at all. Whether or not these opinions are specific, are simonim or sibos. Simon or Siba is, whenever you have a list of qualifications in the Gemara, you have to ask yourself, are those an indicator that the person is crazy? But were you to have some other indicator nowadays, that would be adequate? Or no, these are what the definitional elements of them itself. This became part of a much broader discussion, the role of a shota in halacha. So first of all, if you noticed that we said that Avraham was the one who was connected to Aliyah Laregel, right? We said he was the Bas Nadiv. Ma Yafu Pa Mecha Bas Nadiv. How beautiful are your footsteps? And we said it's referring to Avram Avinu. Why Avram Avinu? So the Marsha says that Avram Avinu was the first to go up to Hara Moriah. That's why he's considered the prince that's related to Aliyah Laregel. That's why. Okay? Then the other question is, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua go? Remember it said Rabbi Yeshua waited for the rabbis to come to him to tell him what was said over there in the Beis Medrash by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua of Piki'in himself go? Why didn't he go? So if you think about it, Rabbi Yeshua was very involved in this whole fight in the Beis Medrash there, whether Rabbi Gamliel should be in charge, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yeshua was actually one of the interim leaders, just as a placeholder in between. So while he felt for pedigree reasons and yichus reasons, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah should get it, or they got to figure something out with Rabbi Gamliel, but Rabbi Yeshua was one of the ones who left because he thought Rabbi Gamliel was out of control. So he did not feel comfortable going back there to that Beis Medrash to go join the whole brouhaha there. And therefore, that's why he wasn't there. But he did want to hear what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had to say, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was probably one of the guys he put in there. And similarly, if he put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in, he probably thought he knew a little more than Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He's older. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a young guy. Hare anika ben shim shana. Right, below Zachiti. He was a young whippersnapper. So it could be Rabbi Yeshua didn't felt it was his covet to go down to the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, but he was curious to know what he said, and then that's why he was blown away in this Gemara. Wow, it's unbelievable. What a mind this kid has, and that's a beautiful thing. The drushas themselves seem to me also to be in an interesting sequence. Right, what were the three drushas that were learned that day? The Hakel. Hakel was one. What was the lesson of the Hakel? The lesson of the Hakel was, even if you learn nothing, right? Bring even the children. Bring even the, even if they're going to learn nothing, it's worth it to go. So it sounds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was giving a message back to Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe that's why they didn't want to tell him. Even if you don't think you're going to learn from me or from Rabbi Gamliel, you should still be coming. Rabbi Yeshua, you should still be coming. The second message, what was the second message? The second one, Hashem says, you know, you praise me and I praise you that you're one people. Mika Amcha Yisrael, you're one people. Achdus, you should have been coming also for Achdus, maybe the message was to Rabbi Yeshua. And what was the third message that was given? The third shir, right? The Divrei Chachamim are, oh, how you could have different opinions. How does Torah work? How do you have different opinions? Because it all comes from Roa Echad, one shepherd. So I know, Rabbi Yeshua, you had differences with me or with Rabbi Gamliel, or I had a fight with Rabbi Gamliel. I came in and took Rabbi Gamliel's place. We split the weekends. You may think that this is not a place where you're going to get cohesive Torah. It's all from Roa Echad. It's one Roa. So it seems to me that the three teachings, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, were a little bit of a veiled message back to Rabbi Yeshua that he should be showing up to the Beis Medrash. Suggesting that just as a suggestion. I have 7 minutes. Let's take a look at the Gemara from the beginning of Beis Hamed Aleph. Here we go. Hakol chayv mriya. Everyone's chayv in mriya. Chutz mecheri shot of a cotton. Tum tum androgynous. Nachshim avadim shem shacharim. Women and slaves who are not free. Chiger, lame, suma, blind, chola, zaken. Someone who can't stand on their feet. What's a cotton? Second topic. Kol sheni achol yirkov like seva shalavi. Whoever cannot ride on the shoulders of their father and go up through Yerushalayim to Har Habayit. Dirbeit Shammai. Beis Hillel says kol sheni achol achas beret shalavim. Whoever cannot hold the hand of their father and go up through Yerushalayim to Har Habayit says shlosh regalim feet. Beis Shammai says hariya is shtei kesef. Third topic of the Mishnah. And the chagiga is one ma kesef. Beis Hillel says the riya is ma kesef. And the chagiga is two. Kesef, he values the chagiga. So Hakol is coming to include what? Sounds like it's including somebody. Gemara has three attempts. Attempt number one, Mishchatzev Chatzev Ben Chorin. But according to Ravinus, Chatzev Chatzev Ben Chorin is Pater from Re'iyah. Hakol's got to include something else. The guy becomes better on the second day. That works if Kul and Tashlum and Zelzeh, they're each their independent Chiyav. But the one who holds Kul and Tashlum and Rishon, Hakol to Yemai, Latoy Suma Achas Meinav. Udaloka, and goes against the Bryce of the Tad, and Yochab and Dawais, and Suma Achas Meinav is part of Mriah. And it says, Yira Yira, Kederek Shabal Liros, Kach Bal Liros, the way that you're seen, you should be seen. Ma Liros, Bishdana, just like you see with two eyes, so too you should be seen there with two eyes. Iba Yisema, then Lolam Kedemiko, let's go back to the first reason. Hechetzi Avechetzi Menchorin. But wait a second, you ask Hadravina, Lokash, Kamishna Rishona, Kamishna Chrona, Tatan, someone who's half of Chorin, you serve your master one day and yourself one day. Beis Hillel is fine with that arrangement. Beis Shammai says back to them, what are you talking about? The Rabbi fixed the master, but himself he didn't fix. To marry a Shivcha, he can't, because and to marry a Bas Chorin, he can't, because he's half slave. So Livata, let him just sit there and do nothing. No, Lo Nivralam Lepiriv, the world's created for Purivut, Shnemar Lotu Broil, Tzirav Zitra. The world's created only to cultivate. Mnei Tikkun Olam, you force the master and you make him a Ben Chorin on the other half. And he makes Kosel Lo Shtar Achatze, makes an IOU. Beis Hillel heard this and they finally retracted like Beis Shammai. That's the Mishnah Rishona verse Mishnah Achrona, and that's why it changed. That's why within one Mishnah you seem to have two opinions on Chatziyav and Chatziyav ben Chorin. Chutz mecheirish shota v'katan, k'tani cheirish dumi de shota, and a katan ma shota v'katan are both lav ben ardas. So to a cheirish is someone who doesn't have dasu. V'kamash b'lan, we learned this when this comes to just k'tan. We learned in the Mishnah cheirish shedibru chamim b'chol makom esheinu shemeya ve'eno medaber, but a medaber ve'eno shemeya or shemeinu medaber would be chayev. And tanina lahatan, we learned this before. The rabbis taught us a medaber. That's like the typical cheresh that we talk about, but not the super one in halacha. A shomea ve'eno medaber, that's the elaim that we talk about. And both of them are really pikeach l'chol divrei. They're considered smart. They're fully functional in terms of halacha. Umimai de medaber in a shomea, it's a cheresh shomea medaber, it's a elaim. How do we know? It says, v'ani ki cheresh lo eshma. I was like a cheresh who could not hear, and like an elaim who could not speak. Or alternatively, iba yiseima, k'da amrinsh, as people typically say, ishtaka milula, his words were taken. That's a conjugation. If you conjugate it, you get the word elaim. So medaber ve'ainu shemesh medaber, we said, is going to be chayev. By luntar brisa, medaber shemesh medaber is potter. Wait, I thought we just got through saying chayev. Amar avina v'tema rava chasuri mechzer. Those words listening, and this is how you read akani. Everyone's chayev in re'iya and simcha chutz mecheira shot medaber ve'ainu shemeya or shemeya ve'ainu medaber who's potter from re'iya. But even though he's potter from re'iya, he's chayev in simcha. And a super cheirish ainu shemeya v'lo medaber. Veshota and a katan is pater even from simcha, just like such a person is pater mikol mitzvah hamuris b'tora. We have a brisa that mimics that. Tana mihachi hakol chay Maria v'simcha who's becherish b'daber shemesh b'daber. But Maria apich pater b'Maria chay b'simcha. V'chayner lo shemesh b'lo medaber and shota katan is pater even in a simcha. Why? Hoyol b'tora mikol mitzvah hamuris b'tora. Ma'ishna le'inyan re'iya that he says pater mash le'inyan simcha d'mechayve. Why do we split like that? Le'inyan re'iya we have a special gzera shava that's made to hakel gamar re'iya mahakel. It says Akal Am Hanashim Nashim Metaf. And then it says Bival Kol Yisrael Liros. Ha Seminalan over there. We know it says Esiv Laman Yishmu Laman Yilmedu over there by Hakel. And you see, Tanya, when the Raisa Laman Yishmu is coming to exclude a Medaber ve'Eino Shemea, Laman Yilmedu is coming to exclude a Shemea ve'Eino Medaber. So you see over there that a person who is half-half is excluded from Hakel, and similarly excluded from Re'ia. Wait a second. You said just he cannot learn. Lamemra, are you saying because Dechi Lo Mishtai, because he can't speak, Lo Gomer, he can't learn? Vahanu Trei Ilmi, Davish Risa de Rebbe. There were these two Elims that were in the town of Rebbe, Bnei Bart Rebbe Yochanan, the grandchildren of Yochanan and Gud Gada, and some say the nephews of Rebbe Yochanan, the Cholim Estave, Ayla Be Midrash, every time they go to Be Midrash, Have Alvi Yosef come in, and they would go up and stand before him, and they would sit before him, and they would nod their heads, and Machash Vasei, and they would move their lips. Uboi Rebbe Rachmila, Rebbe would daven mercy on them, Ve Itzu, and they got better. Ve Ishtach Tave, Gemir Yochs Vasiv, and he found, wow, they learned all the halachas, the Sifra, and the Sifrei, and Kulu Shas, Amar Mar Zutra, Karibe, you're right. It's not that you can't learn as an Elaim, it's you cannot teach. Laman Yilamedu. Ravashi Amar Vadai, and definitely that was what the drusha was, Laman Yilamedu. Why? Because the Isal Kedai, because if you would have thought Laman Yilmedu, Kaven the Lo Mishtai Logamar, if you said a person who can't hear can't learn, then certainly Kaven the Lo Shama Logamar, so then you could have just learned it from Laman Yishmu. Because if we're saying an Elaim can't learn, already learned that from Laman Yishmu. Rather, Nafka, Elevade Laman Yilamedu. Rather, it's got to be Laman Yilamedu. He can't teach, and it's a separate problem than the guy who can't hear. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, couple teachings from Rabbi Tanchum. Cheirish Ba'oz Noachas, the guy who's deaf in one ear is Potter from Re'ia. Shenamrik says, Ba'oz Nehem, their ears. Vahai Ba'oz Nehem is no. His name is meted to teach you the ears of all of Israel. No, Ahumi Neged Kol Yisrael, Nafka. That's learned from facing all Israel. Im Neged Kol Yisrael. No, in Neged Kol Yisrael, I would think even the Lo Shama, even though they didn't hear it. As long as they're there. Kosav Rachmana Baznam in their ears. Hud the Shamai. They have to be able to. So you say, who that be here? No, that's how Laman Yishmu. We already learned the ability to hear is from Laman Yishmu Nafka. So therefore, it goes back and saying, but Oznaim teaches us this limud of Rabbi Tanchum that Cheirish Baz Noachetz Pata from Re'ia. Amrav Tanchum, teaching number two, Chigir Baraglo Achas is Pata from Re'ia. Shneamar Regolim. I thought Regolim is there to exclude Prat Lebali Kapim, those with peg legs. Haomi Pamim Nafka, that's learned from Pamim. Titania Pamim in. Pamim ain pamim ela regolim. Pamim is feet, because it says v'chein omer in Yeshayahu termasena regel ragli ani, the feet, trotting of the feet of the feet of the poor. Pamim dalim. V'amar ma yafu pam. As you see, the word pame is over there. Ma yafu pamecha benalim. How beautiful are your footsteps in shoes. Bas nediv, the daughters of princes. Darish Rava ma dichtiv. What does it mean when it says ma yafu pamecha benalim bas nediv? It's a drasha. Kama noim raglim shel Yisrael. How beautiful the footsteps of the Jews. B'shash om leregel, when they go up a lila regel. Bas nediv is the daughter of Avram Avinu, right? Shenikra nediv. He was called the prince. Shenamar nediv amim nesfu im Elohe Avram Elohe Avram. Just the God of Avram they're gathered with, and not Elohe Yitzchak and Yaakov, but rather Elohe Avram hayatchil legerim. He was the first of the famous Rosh Rabbi Tanchum. What does it mean when it says Abor Rekei Mamayim? Mashmash Shenamar Bor Rekei Nedei Shenamayim. From the fact that the bor was empty, they don't know there was no water. Rather, Elamayim Emo. There was no water, but there was something else. Nachashim, snakes and scorpions. Tana Rabbana. Ma'isi Yochanan Broka Rebbe Ben Chasma Shalchu Lagvav Ben Rabbi Shu Pekin. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka and Rebbe Ben Chasma went to go visit Rabbi Shu in Pekin. He said, "What chiddush was in the base medrash Hayom? Amar Lo Tamidchem Mechem Meshusim. We are your Talmidim and we drink from your water. We want to hear from you." He said to them, "Afo Pekin. Even still." There has to be something in the base medrash below Chiddush. By the way, what I said also fits why they didn't want to tell him. Because they knew it was Musar to him. They knew it was Musar. That's why they didn't want to tell him. Shabbos Shalmiasa. Whose Shabbos was it? It was Shabbos of Rebbe Lozar ben Azariah. Umay Haisagara. What was he teaching today? He said the parish of Hakel. What did he darshan today? Hakel Sa'am and Hashem Nataf. Im and Hashem Elamadach and Hashem Azra. If the men come to learn, because they have Chiv and Talmud Torah, and women come to hear, then the Taf and the children, what are they coming for? Kadei Liten Schalmim, to bring reward for those who just bring them. Amr Lahem Maragal Toba Hayvechav. You had a beautiful pearl in your hand. You wanted to lose it? Bikashim Lavdim many? Oh, Daris Hashem Amarta Ayom. You declare Hashem today. Hashem glares you today. You made me a special unit in the world, and I will make you a special unit in the world. You declare me as one, and I will make you a special unit in the world. Who is like the Jewish? Who is like your people, O Israel? He even opened up in Darshan. The words of Chachamim are like goads, and like nails that firmly fixed, the heads of the assemblies are all given meroah echas. Why is Torah considered like a darvan, a goad? Tell you, just like a darvan zemechavenes paro tameh, it focuses the para to its furrow, lahotzi chaim la'olam, to bring life into the world, so too divrei Torah is mechavenes lamdeh medarchemis darchem. Ima darvan zemetaltvo, wait a second, darvan is something that's like throwaway. So too, divrei Torah chas v'shalom. Nope, talmid lomar mismaris, a fixed like a nail. But a nail causes things to lack. V'lo yoser. So too, divrei Torah causes to lack and not yoser. No, talmid lomar netuim. It's planted. Ma netia causes things to grow. Par v'rava. So too, divrei Torah causes things to grow. Then the last part of that drasha was bali asupas, the people that gather. Elu talmidei chachamim who sit together asupas in groups. Oskim b'Torah. These say talmid, those say Torah. Those say aser, those say mutter, those say pasul, those say machshir. So a person's gonna say hechani lamed Torah. How can I learn Torah leis me'ata? Talmid lomar kula nostim meroa echa. They'll give him from one shepherd. One God gave them Parnas Echad Amar. One, you know, president said it over. Moshe Rabbeinu. Mipi Adon Kol Amaisim. From the creator of all actions, Baruch Hu. Dichtiv Aydar Be'okim is called Varma Eila. Afata Asnecha. And also you have to learn how to make your ears like a parkasis, like a millhopper, and acquire for yourself a heart to discern, to hear the words of the Tmeim and the Tahorim, the Oster and the Matur, the Psulin and the Makshirim. B'loshen Azeh. In this Lushen, he said back to them, Ein Dor Yosem, the Rebbe Lozer Ben Azariah, is Sharui B'tochus, inside of it. But Lamele Ben, why didn't they just tell him it straight out? Why'd they hold it back? Because the Maisa that happened. Okay, we'll stop there for today. That was the Maisa with Amon and Moav and Mim Mekadesh that lands. We'll stop there for today.